productive. I really, really enjoy it. Well, yes, I do enjoy listening to Country Yussi and the Stiebelhoppers. And let's hear a favorite of mine. It's going to introduce, I'm using this as an introduction to something, so stick with me. This is called the Nebuch of the Stiebel, and this is Country Yussi.
Everyone considered him the Nebuch of the Stiebel. He'd never done a single thing to prove that he was strong. His real name was Moishe, but folks just called him Nebuch. But something always told me they were reading Moishe wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in Europe. I looked after Moishe, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Moishe. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. I ran away from trouble my whole life through. Now I know I was wrong, Claudius Royal must be strong. And son, these are my final words to you. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew. But Moishe was a gentle soul, never one for fighting. He loved to sit and learn in shul, he had a golden heart. But then one early morning, when he came into the shtiebel, he found 3 schutzim there inside. They were tearing a place apart. Moishe's hands were trembling as he watched them from the shadows, tearing up the svarim and writing on the wall. Then he heard 6 million voices crying in the darkness. He recognized his daddy's voice high above them all. And it said, promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. I ran away from trouble my whole life through. Now I know I was wrong, Claudius Royal must be strong. And son, these are my final words to you. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew. Moishe walked into the shul and they all started laughing. Then one took a Torah and threw it halfway across the floor. When Moishe turned around, they said, hey, the Jewish coward's leaving. But they were sure surprised when Moishe stopped and locked the door. 2,000 years of silence were bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Moishe left the shtiebel, not a shagitz was left standing. He said, this one's for daddy, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promise you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. Won't run away when trouble starts to brew. Now I know I was wrong, Claudius Royal must be strong. So, Dad, I know your final words were true. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew. Everyone considered him the Nebuch of the Stiebel.
That's Country Yussi with the Nebuch of the Stiebel. I apologize. I'm going through some problems here with sound levels, and I hope that I'll be able to work it out. And let's see. This is okay. Okay, I'm set for the next selection. Okay, those of you who listened to my program over the years, when I was at Seton Hall, you know I used to have to make a disclaimer that the following comments are mine and not those of the staff and management of WSOU or of any of its affiliates. But it's such a pleasure not having to make a disclaimer. These are my comments. I'm responsible for them, and I'm not making any disclaimers. Why another Arab terrorist state? There can be no question that a Palestinian state will be another Arab terrorist state. Whether it is ruled by Hamas, Fatah, and or Hezbollah, each group is dedicated to the destruction of Israel. And their hatred is not limited to the Jewish state, but it includes every democracy in the free world, especially America. I believe that Americans and Jews who support a Palestinian state just refuse to accept the facts as they are and prefer to live in a fairy land that denies reality. The Palestinians, or the so-called Palestinians, are the first to announce proudly that they will not recognize Israel's right to exist and that their goal is the extermination of the Jewish state. By the way, even if they did recognize Israel's right to exist, I wouldn't trust them anyway. Their textbooks, their media, their mosques all drive home this idea in a constant barrage of rhetoric. Why would we not believe them? Why should we doubt what the expulsion from Gush Katif proved? We saw 21 thriving communities turn to dust, with Hamas in control of Gaza, eager and ready to rain rockets on Sderot, Ashkelon, and Ashdod, and even reach the outskirts of Tel Aviv. The reality is that a Palestinian state would be another Arab terrorist state. Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Berkley from Nevada has written to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton regarding the illogical and dangerous offer of $900 million. Can you imagine $900 million to rebuild Gaza? This, in effect, would be giving the Hamas terrorists more money with which to wage war against Israel. Let's review the facts. Israel has forcibly displaced 10,000 of its Jewish citizens, destroying entire communities in order to appease the Arab enemy. In return, it has absorbed thousands of missiles aimed at sovereign Israeli land, which have succeeded in destroying property, traumatizing tens of thousands of Jews, killing some and maiming many. When Israel finally retaliated against the Arab enemy using the highest levels of ethics and morals possible in fighting an enemy, that Arab enemy is rewarded with $900 million. And that's just from the United States. That's for all the devastation that it brought to its own people as well as to Israel. There is even talk of perhaps having the Israel-hating, American-hating United Nations take responsibility for the distribution of the $900 million. Anyone who has followed the UN record in Africa and the Middle East knows how ludicrous a suggestion that would be. And most absurdly, we still hear comments that the people who love the land of Israel so deeply that they are ready to sacrifice everything they have for its preservation are labeled, get this, as people who don't want peace.